اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ رب العالمین، الرحمن الرحیم، مالک یوم الدین، وما شاء اللہ ولا حول ولا قوة الا باللہ العلی العظیم، وبه نستعین، وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا ابي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم and welcome, dear brothers and sisters, dear families, dear friends, dear students, dear teachers, to SOQ's Thursday Family Night programs in the holy city of Qom. It is such an honor to be here tonight in the holy month of Rajab, and tonight also being the first Thursday in the month of Rajab, which is Laylatul Ghaib. And we are also here commemorating the birth anniversary of the fifth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir alayhi salam. Of course, we are once again gathered here together in solidarity with our Palestinian brothers and sisters, as well as our brothers and sisters in Lebanon and Yemen and Syria, Parachinar, and all across the world where our brothers and sisters are suffering from one kind of oppression or another. We are also here gathered in solidarity with all of the global defenders of the Palestinian cause and the Palestinian nation. When we look at the holy lands of Palestine, and specifically the Gaza Strip, we find that approximately 45,581 people have now been murdered mercilessly in cold blood, as many millions of people across the world celebrated New Year's 2025, we find that the Palestinian people continued to face a genocide in which they were being killed, they were being murdered, and they were being starved to death. And yet, what is most unfortunate is that despite this suffering of a fellow human being in the Gaza Strip, we find that the rest of the world celebrated New Year's. Approximately 108,438 people injured, the vast majority of 2.3 million Palestinians in the Gaza Strip are displaced. The cold weather in the Gaza Strip, with people living in tents, has resulted in small infants dying, murdered again because of the Zionist regime and their supporters. And we find that recent rains have flooded these tents of these incredibly impoverished and displaced Palestinians. May Allah help every single one of them. When we look at the land of Syria, we find that the HTS terrorist organization is continuing to attack and kill innocent civilians and innocent minorities, whether they are the Alawis or the Shias or the Christians. We find in Lebanon that reconstruction has started in order to try to find some sort of stability in South Lebanon, with reconstruction efforts going on. And we see that over 300 times the Zionist regime has violated the ceasefire, which has only been in place a little over 1 month. And so we seriously ask these countries who so boldly came to the forefront and said that we will be the intermediaries when it comes to this ceasefire, and we will make sure to implement this ceasefire, begging Hezbollah and the Lebanese government to accept a ceasefire. France and the United Nations and the United States of America, where are they now when Israel has violated over 300 times this ceasefire? The blatant hypocrisy of the West. And finally, our brothers and sisters in Parachinar, Pakistan, where the situation continues to deteriorate, of course, with terrorist attacks that continue. Please remember all of these brothers and sisters and all of the brothers and sisters across the world in your du'as. Please remember our brothers Muzammil Zaidi, Asim Naqvi, and Danial Himani and their families in your du'as, inshallah. Before we continue, it is appropriate to recite Surah Fatiha three times, Surah Ikhlas, for all of the ulama of the past, including but not limited to Imam Ruhullah Khomeini, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Ayatollah Taqi Behjat, Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi, whose demise anniversary just recently passed, Ayatollah Hassanzadeh Amoli, Ayatollah Shahabadi, Allama Tabatabai, as well as all of our honorable scholars who also happen to be a part of the Shuhada, Shahid Hassan Nasrullah, Shahid Hashim Safiyuddin, Shahid Raisi, Shahid Beheshti, Shahid Mutahari, Shahid Baqir al-Sadr, Shahid Baqir al-Nimr, Shahid Arif al-Husseini, Shahid Abbas Musavi, Shahid Bahunar, as well as, of course, all of our Shuhada, most especially Shahid Hash Qasim Suleimani, Shahid Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, whose martyrdom anniversary we are upon, as well as Shahid Ismail Haniya, Shahid Sinwar, Shahid Imad Mughniya, Shahid Tehrani Muqaddam, Shahid Rajai, Shahid Jihad Mughniya, Shahid Dr. Muhammad Ali Naqvi, Shahid Hujaji, Shahid Avini, Shahid Jamran. MashaAllah, it is all of these Shuhada whose blood has protected and preserved Islam up to the present day. And also the Surah Fatiha, three times Surah Ikhlas for all of the Mu'mineen and Mu'minat all across the world, tonight's sponsors, and all of us with a Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Jazakallah khair wa afiyat tayyiballah to all of you. Welcome to our first program in this holy month of Rajab. Of course, tonight is also the first Thursday of the holy month of Rajab, which is known as Laylatul Ragha'ib, the night of wishes. Alhamdulillah, we are here celebrating the birth anniversary of the fifth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Baqir alayhi salam. We are also gathered in solidarity, with our Palestinian brothers and sisters, as well as all of the oppressed across the world and the global defenders of Palestine. In ode to Imam Baqir alayhi salam, I have a tradition from His Eminence where he says that a believer is harder than a mountain, for the mountain is dispensable. The mountain can break, the mountain can crumble, whereas nothing can separate the believer from their religion. With that, we want to tonight appreciate all of our volunteers. As many of you know, last Thursday, we had a major family event that we held at Salon Quds, Madrasa Imam Khomeini. MashaAllah, thanks to the efforts of all the brothers and sisters, we had well over 1,000 people show up to the program in commemoration, of course, of our dear esteemed martyrs, the fifth martyrdom anniversary of Shahid Haj Qasim Suleimani, Shahid Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajum. And definitely this well over 1,000 people that showed up to commemorate the martyrdoms of Shahid Haj Qasim Suleimani, Shahid Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, their companions, and all of the shuhada of the resistance. Of course, Shahid Hassan Nasrullah, Shahid Sinwar, Shahid Safiyuddin, and Shahid Ismail Haniyeh. It was a very beautiful program for all of you that attended. We don't want to recap everything that happened, but alhamdulillah, the guest speaker was Ayatollah Mohsen Araki, who gave a beautiful speech. We had a panel discussion with four esteemed scholars. We had five poetry pieces, both boys and girls, men and women from different parts of the world. We also had video presentations. Alhamdulillah, we thank all of you. My last insert for tonight before I invite our guest speaker for tonight, this is a quote from Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei from his speech, which I believe he delivered yesterday or the day before. His Eminence, he talks about the holy month of Rajab, and of course tonight being the night of wishes and desires, Laylatul Ragha'ib. So Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he says that Rajab is the month of dua. It is the month of worship. Let us take advantage of this month of Rajab. Connect our hearts, connect our souls, and connect our intentions to the boundless sea of Allah's divine mercy. He says that the affairs is in the hands of Allah. So let us ask on this night of Laylatul Ragha'ib, let us ask Allah for courage, let us ask Allah for strength, and let us ask Allah for success in His service.